Not only was her target rolling on the street, clutching his wound and screaming in a very human voice, but his presumed partner, the other mysterious silhouette, had plummeted from his perch on the wall. He too was doubled over and groaning in pain.
What happened to your silent partner there? Maybe I startled him and he lost his grip. Well, time to learn more about the guys, bandits, monsters, or whatever has been terrorizing Davignon.
No! Don't!
There, gentlemen, it's all right.
Widdershins reached down and yanked away the hood that covered her fallen opponent's face.
Hey, I know you. Ricard, Rupert, or something with an R and two syllables. But that's beside the point. You're a member of the Finders Guild.
But hadn't the Shrouded Lord made it pretty clear that the Guild wasn't involved in these events? And why would anyone mistake Ricard or whatever for some sort of phantom? Widdershins knew full well that the fellow wasn't a warlock of any sort.
Olgin, what the happen horses is going on?
Widdershins felt the equivalent of Olgin chewing the inside of his cheek in nervous confusion.
Fat lot of good you are, then. So, are these guys magic?
Faint and confused, but the answer was a definite yes.
And are they what you sensed before?
No puzzlement at all this time. Absolutely not.
Then what?
Oh my! Blood and pain and beautiful songs! They've gone and started the celebration without us! And we shall be greatly put out if there's no more cake to be had!
The voice alone made every hair on her arms and neck stand firmly at attention. The figure scuttled headfirst down a nearby wall using only its impossibly long fingertips, the rest of its body held straight as a board, its coat and hat refusing to fall despite gravity's insistent tug. The blood drained from Widdershin's face as though it too were trying to escape, and the rapier twitched in her trembling fist. Olgin had shrieked like that only twice before, once at the wholesale slaughter of his cult, which only Widdershin survived, and when he'd helped her face down the demon responsible for that slaughter. This creature, for no matter his mostly human shape, human he clearly was no demon, or at least not the same sort of demon she'd faced before. But whatever he was enough to scare a god.
Peppermint? You two, run.
The broad-brimmed hat of the creature clinging to the wall shifted as though he watched them go, perhaps deciding whether or not to give chase.
Don't even think it, Bugman.
Don't need to.
The hat tilted again. This time, the face beneath seemed to be examining Widdershins herself, as well as the men who'd fallen. One directly, one less so, to her unexpected attack.
Girls and boys, some for eating, some for ties.
Widdershins felt the rapier slip slightly in her hand, clenched her fingers in a futile attempt to wipe the sweat off on the hilt.
I don't think I plan to be either, thanks.
Oh, you're so welcome.
The creature dropped from the wall, flipping as it fell to land feet first.
Olgin, what is that?
But other than the sensation that it was very, very old, she got nothing but bafflement and fear from her unseen ally.
She thinks she has a plan. That's so cute!
Where is that coming from?
You can't see them?
It was, given the current state of Widdershin's nerves, absolutely the worst answer he could have given. She shuddered and found herself desperately glancing around, despite her best intentions, searching for an army of slack-faced, staring children creeping up behind her in the dark. There were none, of course, but in that moment of distraction, the creature lunged. But Widdershins wasn't his target. Bending neatly sideways, he reached out with those impossibly long, flexible fingers and snatched up the dark-clad figure who had fallen, a few minutes before, from the neighboring building. With a single arm, the creature hefted the man toward his face. Widdershins felt the bile rising and stinging in the back of her throat as the body shriveled and dried, in a matter of instants, into a desiccated, leathery slab.
Oh, yum, yum, yum! He tastes a bit of magic, doesn't he? Extra spices, extra nice! Will you also taste of magic, little girl? Or was this one a special appetizer?